Now turn to the second image in the exhibition, which features a colored map with a photograph of children in the center. This image is called Whiteout, named both for its medium and subject matter. Whiteout, also called correction fluid, is dotted all over this map of the southeastern United States, displaying the encroachment of white settlers' presence across the landscape. The map has both the words Fort Sill and Fort Marion over top a strip of whiteout. Fort Sill, Oklahoma, was the U.S. outpost where all the Southern Plains warriors were gathered before being sent to Fort Marion, Florida. In the center of this work of art is an image of a group of children. These children are Chiricahua Apache, the tribe of Geronimo. When the great war chief was forced to surrender to U.S. troops in 1886, much of his tribe was taken to Fort Marion, where they were put in prison. Soon after, Richard Pratt traveled to Fort Marion and selected 103 of the tribe's children who would be forced to come to Carlisle, Pennsylvania, and attend the Carlisle Indian School. This picture was taken upon their arrival to Carlisle. It became a popular practice to take a photo soon after the Native American children arrived at the school, and then take another after they had been transformed into the white ideal. These before and after photos were widely circulated and even sold in an effort to publicize and promote the process of assimilation education. The title and medium of this work emphasize the destruction wrought by this process.